Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, February 12th, 2026. The Maine Department of Transportation is holding an in-person public hearing this evening about the planned installation of an automated traffic signal at the intersection of Schoolhouse Road and Route 1. That's by the Home Co-op. The hearing is going to be at 6 p.m. at the Community Center Gymnasium in Orland. According to local residents involved in the issue, the intersection near the Home Co-op has, quote, long been the scene of traffic accidents. At one time, there was talk about putting in a roundabout, but the DOT's plan now is to install signals that would be tripped by traffic wanting to enter or cross Route 1. This public hearing is the first and only planned public hearing and was only brought about when Orland citizens learned that decisions had already been made, even though in-person public hearings hadn't been planned. The only public input has been through commenting on the DOT's website. The meeting will be attended by DOT personnel, Orland Select Board members, and the general public. For more information, you can contact the Town of Orland at 469-3186 or email the Select Board at selectmen@townoforland.org. And again, that public meeting is today at 6 p.m. at the Community Center Gymnasium in Orland. In January, the Maine Secretary of State's office mailed postcards to 148,000 registered voters who hadn't voted in the past two presidential elections in an attempt to verify their residency and eligibility to vote in Maine. Recipients were asked to confirm or correct their information and return the cards within 20 days. This week, the Secretary of State's office has issued an update on the process. Quote, voters who wish to confirm or correct their information should complete, sign, and return the postcard to the Elections Division as soon as possible, even if it's later than the 20 days. Voters who miss the deadline will be marked as inactive, but will still be able to vote in upcoming elections. Inactive voters will be asked by election officials to confirm their residential address, and if it has changed from the address on the voters list, they will be asked to complete an updated voter registration application. A voter's active status is restored after voting, end quote. You can read the full update at maine.gov/SOS. The next national No Kings protest is a little over a month away, March 28th. Organizers say, quote, in 2025, millions of Americans came together in nonviolent protest to oppose the growing authoritarian actions of the Trump administration and affirm that this nation belongs to its people, not to kings. Since then, people have continued to rise up nonviolently against the Trump administration's ongoing brutality and abuses of power, including the latest escalations in Minnesota. The No Kings Coalition is activating an immediate and ongoing nationwide digital organizing effort leading up to our next mass mobilization on March 28th, including a flagship event in the Twin Cities, end quote. Indivisible Bangor is working on plans for the day. You can sign up for updates from them or get involved by contacting them through indivisiblebangor.org. For other local and national updates, you can also go to nokings.org and click on the Sign Up for Updates button. And finally, the forecast calls for a spell of balmy weather over the next several days, with the high temperatures during the day predicted to be above freezing. But the lows will still be down in the single digits and teens at night. And if you're in the Rockland area and need a place to warm up this weekend, the Emergency Warming Center at the Flanagan Community Center on Lime Rock Street in Rockland will be open tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Transportation is available to get to the warming center, and you can request that or ask other questions by contacting Jessica, either by text or phone call, at 207-230-4258. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.